Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, delivering your daily financial services news wrap from financialservicesonline.com.au for Saturday, April 27th, 2024. Firstly, we turn our attention to Australians grappling with surging income taxes. As evidence shows, average tax rates down under are outpacing those in comparable affluent economies, an issue exacerbated by the sting of inflation. Unfortunately, wages have struggled to keep pace. This rise in tax and the effect of inflation are shrinking purchasing power and causing Australians to display a cautious economic outlook. Policymakers have their work cut out for them, needing to balance measures such as rising interest rates with the push for wage growth. It falls to the government now to devise strategies to offset the erosion of earning power due to inflation and heavy taxation. Moving now to the superannuation sector, it seems UniSuper has ended its long-standing ties with TAL. Instead, the fund is placing its faith in another leading name, MetLife Insurance. This strategic shift underscores UniSuper's commitment to improving member services and follows a rigorous review process. MetLife, renowned for its cutting-edge digital capabilities and customer-centric approach, aims to provide solid support to UniSuper members in challenging times. This development speaks volumes about the weight the superannuation and insurance sectors are placing on digital innovation to serve their members better. However, it's not all clear sailing within the superannuation sphere. Recent reports disclose that Federal Treasury officials have a somewhat hazy understanding of the long-term implications of a new $3 million superannuation cap. The Financial Services Council has voiced concerns about the potential impact on 500,000 Australians if no adjustments are made for inflation. However, these figures haven't been fully explored by the Treasury. Policy advocacy groups are calling for a more comprehensive analysis of the static cap's potential effects on national retirement savings. Lastly, we wind up with a surprising case involving a vintage 1970 Mercedes-Benz 280E. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, has rejected a claim against the owner's home insurance policy. Their reasoning, whether the damaged car was operational or not, it still qualifies as a motor vehicle and is therefore not covered under home insurance. Despite some processing missteps on the part of the insurer, Allianz, which led to recommended compensation for the policyholder, the core claim stood rejected. This case may serve as a reminder to ensure you're aware of what's covered under your insurance policies. And that concludes your daily financial services news wrap. For detailed information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, be sure to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, speaking directly to you, the Australian consumers, navigating our complex financial world.